Hey guys, so what's up? Very glad to say that I got my own podcast. This is my first podcast, and I'm very, very excited. I want to thank you guys for supporting me, and hopefully we'll get our voice heard about the current situations in our world right now that we face. Today on my first podcast, I'm going to be talking about MAGA harassment and MAGA censorship. That is getting to be a very big problem in our country. I'm sure you guys know, the MAGA censorship on social media, schools, everywhere in our world, there's MAGA censorship, and then there has been a whole lot of MAGA harassment. I mean, it's not good for our country at all. The fake news doesn't want to show it, but there's definitely a lot of it. I'm also going to be talking, I'm going to break down on socialism and kind of show, tell people about really what socialism does, because I'm young. As a 19-year-old, I see the effect that socialism is taking on millennials. Millennials more and more and more support socialism, and they need to see the truth about socialism. It is not good at all, so I'm going to be talking about that, the Green New Deal, involved in that as well, because there's a lot of millennials that support that. There's a lot of people that support the crazy, insane Green New Deal. And I'm also going to talk about how that's going to help Trump, how that's going to actually help our president, the socialism and the Green New Deal at this point right now, how it's going to help Trump, but how it's going to affect our country in the future, because that really scares me. I'm going to be talking about the corrupt deep state, Shady Shift, Adam Schiff. We'll be talking about that. How, you see, because Shady Shift had a meeting for over 10 hours with Cohen, Michael Cohen, and that's not good. That is another level of corruption. There has been corruption ever since our great president and great first lady walked down as soon as he got elected. The day he got elected, it started. Actually, before he got elected, I guarantee you that it started. I'm also going to talk about how Trump has helped America. Next week, when I do my podcast, or in the next few days, I'm going to be bringing some guests on. I'm going to be trying to bring different guests on and have their take on what's going on. If you guys have your take on what's going on, all you got to do is email me. Stanwith45@gmail.com, and you guys can, give suggestions, comments. If you want to come on the podcast, just let me know. So first, I want to go ahead and talk about MAGA harassment. MAGA harassment has gone to a whole different point. The fake news, they don't want to show this. CNN, CNBC, they don't want to show the harassment on Trump supporters. It has got to a whole nother point. If you support Trump, if you support our great president, you have to fear to walk outside in public. If you have a hat that simply says, "Make America Great Again," you have to fear to go out. You have to fear to go to stores. There's kids getting harassed by bus drivers and teachers and on and on and on. I have a few wrote down here. These are just a few, guys. Look, you can go on Google and look up the MAGA harassments. There's so many, and it's ridiculous. You can also go to my Twitter. It's a Trump support, page. It's Support Trump 45. You can go there, and I'll have some stuff there, of MAGA harassment. Here's just a few, though. We got a 19-year-old man assaulted a 81-year-old man for wearing a MAGA hat. That was in February of this year, just a month ago. An 81-year-old man. woman assaults a man for wearing a MAGA hat in a Mexican restaurant, and that was in February as well. And then we also all know about Hayden Williams, the young man that was attacked on campus for supporting our president, is all it was. After the Jussie Smollett hoax, the big hoax by Smollett, he wrote a sign that said, "Fake hate crimes hurt real people, and then this is MAGA country." He was assaulted viciously and brutally. And there was no fake news jumping all over this. No fake news that wanted to jump on. We all love that fake news, don't we? They are absolutely a disgrace. Let me tell you guys this. The fake news is one of the biggest contributors to MAGA harassment. That's what I want to... They are one of the biggest contributors to MAGA harassment. They put to this so much. They portray anybody as racist or they have hate in some way, shape, or form just because they support a president. They call him racist. There's no evidence. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anything we do, damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're a Trump supporter, and that's how it goes. But the fake news media, they don't want to show this. There was also a 16-year-old that attacked a man in San Antonio burger restaurant for wearing a MAGA hat. Which is ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy. So, the Democrats, the left, they don't want to do anything about this. And the fake news won't do anything about this. But we need to stand right now because this is getting out of control. Because I support my president and wear a Make America Great Again hat or wear a shirt that simply says Trump 2020, I should not have to fear to step out of my door and fear getting attacked. That something has to be done about that. I mean, harassment on Trump supporters is at its most extreme point that it's ever been in. Hollywood contributes to this a lot. You know, and they, oh, you're racist, Trump is racist, this, that, and the other. So see, Hollywood, social media, fake news, they all portray us as people of hate. The Democrats, the left, the Hollywood, those people are really the ones that hate. I want to kind of talk about Twitter censorship for a minute. Well, social media censorship, because I've been seeing a lot of social media censorship. Actually, I've lost a few followers, probably, you know, sometimes four or five at a time on my Twitter. It's a Trump support group page. And I lose followers for some reason like that. I'm not saying it's a Twitter censorship. It might be. But for some reason, I'm losing followers five or six at a time sometimes, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. But I've seen a lot of, you know, MAGA censorship, a Republican conservative censorship, and Twitter admitted to this. Something's got to be done about that. There's no reason that it should be censored. I mean, the left can post whatever they want. I don't understand why we can't post. And simple stuff, too. Simple stuff. I mean... It's really ridiculous. I don't have many things. I've looked at a few. I've just seen a few, you know, on my Twitter. I've seen Donald Trump Jr. post a few as well of the Twitter censorship. But if any of you guys know of any Twitter censorship or it's happened to you, any social media censorship or censorship in any way, please email me. Contact me somehow because I would love to... talk about that in one of my next shows because I'm not going to let that go. We need to stand for MAGA censorship and MAGA harassment. It's to a whole new point, and it's ridiculous. So now, guys, I kind of just want to talk about socialism for a second. Like I said, as a young man, I'm 19 years old, so I see a lot. Like I said, of a lot from millennials that they support. They support socialism a lot. Socialism is nothing but a huge lie. See, it promises, what socialism promises is prosperity and equality for everyone. But it's a whole big hoax. It's nothing but a lie. It brings poverty, government control on everything. It's nothing but power. It's all power. So there's going to be control on businesses. Income for all will be the same. Same income for everybody. They want everything free. Bernie Sanders, free healthcare and
and free everything and free education and we're gonna give it all away. I want you guys to support me.
This guy is crazy. Crazy Bernie, as they called him. Brad Lambert. This man is insane. All this socialism is to a whole new level, like I said. It's all about power. Socialism is all about power and control. We tell them, you know, socialism in Venezuela, what did that do? There's people eating garbage, schools that don't teach, hospitals that can't help their patients, cost skyrocketed, a huge failed economy. And now they're shooting people that tries to flee the country to better themselves. That is what socialism is. That is what socialism does. And in the left, the socialists in the left, they're like, oh no, that's just, you just didn't know how to, they didn't know how to do it. We know how to do it. No, that's the point. That is the point. Socialism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. That's the point. Socialism is meant for an economy to fail. It is all about power. They want power on everything. So basically what they're saying, socialism, what they're saying is, we're just going to get the, we're going to throw everything away. We're going to get the, we're going to get the commitment. We're going to throw it away. We're going to get the commitment. We're going to throw it away. Is basically what they're saying. These people are at a whole new level. Socialism works. Don't give me that BS. Socialism doesn't work. You are all about power. That's all you are. It's all about power. I'm very, very scared and concerned for the future of our country. Millennials need to understand socialism. They embrace socialism, but they don't understand what socialism is or what socialism does. They need to understand how it would ruin America. They need to understand... some of these people don't understand basic economics, I think. I really, truly believe that. I think when they say this stuff, they just spit stuff out of their mouth, and it doesn't make any sense. It's mumbled letters to me. It's mumbled. I don't understand what they're saying. And I put the full blame, all the blame, the full blame for socialism influence on young people, on millennials, the socialism influence. Blame that all on the radical left, Hollywood, and fake news. And most of all, social media censorships. I put all the blame on them. Shame on them. Gallup reports that 57% of Dems have positive views on socialism, and 51% of young people have positive views on socialism. That's very sad. Socialism will ruin our country. We will never be a socialist country. I want you guys to email me. Somebody email me and tell me what you would do if we had a socialist in the White House. Because I know what I would do. I would leave before I sit here and watch our country fail like Venezuela. And before they tell me I can't get out of the country. I want you to tell me what you guys would do, though. Socialism. That kind of gets me riled up, really. It kind of pisses me off. I ain't going to lie. Because really, when I get into that, I have to start talking about abortions. Kill babies after they're born. Late term abortion. This is all extreme. This is as far extreme as you can possibly go. So this is why I say it's going to help our president, Donald Trump, get reelected in 2020. You're going to have a choice in 2020 between a great economy, more jobs, people wanting to get businesses, all again, our economy, great trade deals, standing for America and American rights, a capitalist economy. Or you're going to have to choose between that and socialism. power over the government. You don't have power over anything. The government has power over every single business, no matter how small or big it is. Abortion, late-term abortion. The Green New Deal, the beautiful Green New Deal. So Donald Trump, that's what he's facing. It's when I want you to look at all the things that they say. The Green New Deal, eliminate all fossil fuels, destroy at least 3.4 million jobs in oil and natural gas and coal industries. Replace fossil fuel, rebuilding thousands of facilities to help that. Getting rid of gas, cows, planes, cars, and much more. And do it all in 10 years. So this is why I say that Donald Trump will get reelected in 2020, because that's what he's facing. When he comes up, he's going to be able to show what our economy is doing, how great America is really doing. And then these people are going to come out here and say, oh, no free health care and Green New Deal and no planes and cars and shut up. So that's what he's facing. So I think we have a pretty good chance. I don't know about you guys. And I'm not counting Bernie out. I'm not counting any of these candidates out. I'm really not. Because we have a corrupt nation right now. It is very, very corrupt. The deep state is very, very... We have people... Shady Schiff, Adam Schiff. We have this man going to meetings, a 10-hour meeting about what they're going to talk about in the Cohen hearing, which a convicted liar... to Congress, is going to Congress before he goes to jail for lying to Congress. I love corruption. It's crazy. Crazy. He lied again during his testimony a couple different times that we all know we can recall. I mean, it's sad. It's very, very, very sad. So I don't know if you guys seen, Jussie Smollett is sticking to his story, I guess. His attorney says that there was a lot of fake stuff portrayed in the media. And that they want cameras during the courtroom so they can hear his side of the story. Yeah, let me hear his side of the story. Another liar is going to be in the spotlight. And I'm calling it right now, guys. This is before he goes to court. I'm calling it right now. The left is going to say that he didn't do anything. The fake news is going to come up. I want to watch CNN after this happens. I really do. I want to see what CNN has to say about it. Because they're going to pull facts. They're going to pull this. They're going to pull that. Oh, there's not enough evidence. There's not enough evidence. He might not have done this. I guarantee it. We'll see how it goes. But I'm calling it right now. Calling it right now. But again, Trump... See... He's going to be going up against corruption. That's another thing that he's going to be going up against. Because, see, here's a question that's going to really, really kill the Democrats in 2020. This is a question that's really going to hurt them. Hey, Democrats, what have you done to help America since Trump has been elected? And they're going to be like, yeah, no, you were all caught up in petty investigations that show nothing against our president. And now... since the Russian hoax failed, you're going to start a bunch of investigations. Let's throw into all of his business transactions. Let's do this. Let's do that. We got investigation. Subpoenas. 81 document requests. Sad. Very corrupt and sad. Our president is great. The GDP growth is insane. The unemployment at record lows. Business contenders is soaring. People want businesses in America now more than ever. There's more people working now than ever. More people lifted off food stamps now than ever. The unemployment is great. The economy is booming. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much. I want to give Donald Trump a message. Thank you, Donald Trump, for all the BS that you put up with. Every single day. You don't sleep. You work 24/7, but you do it for the American people. That's why you do it. You help the American people with all this backlash, everything that you have to deal with. You are doing great. Thank you, President Trump. We appreciate it more than you know. So MAGA harassment,
what else did I talk about today, guys?
So it was MAGA harassment, MAGA censorship, socialism, the Green New Deal, corrupt deep state, meeting with Cohen, the shady shift, how Trump has helped America. So, guys, that's all I got today. If you have any requests, just send them in. I'm going to be doing some more episodes again. I'm so glad that I got my own podcast. Thank you guys for listening. If you ever need anything, just email me. Hit me up, stanwith45 at gmail.com. You can also go to my Twitter at supporttrump45. So thank you guys, and you guys have a great day. And let's keep America great, guys. Let's keep America great. Have a good one.